All right, what is going on? What is going on, good people? Welcome to Pre-PT Chat Live. I am your host, Dr. Casey Coleman, physical therapist and the co-founder of Pre-PT Grind. And this is where we help you get into physical therapy school or PTA school without wasting time, money, stress, anxiety, or everything in between. So if you are new and that's what you're looking for, you are in the right place. Follow us, like, subscribe, share, do all that fun stuff. You know how the internet works, especially if you're on YouTube, like this video, whether you're watching on live or a replay, or if you're on Instagram, like this as well, so more people can find it. So this is where we are going to have our pre-PT chat live, possibly multiple times a week, depending on how well you like this or not. So if you're on live, definitely comment, definitely participate. If you're on replay, definitely comment and participate as well, so we know what you like and how we can help you the best. All right. So here is the main event for today. We are going to be talking about how one bad grade can ruin everything. That's what we're going to get into a little bit later on in the show. But if you're new to us, if you're new to Pre-PT Grind and you don't know where to start or where to go or where to get the best help, what I want you to do first is go to acceptanceguides.com. That's where you can get our free PT school acceptance guides to help you get into physical therapy school, even if you don't know where to start. So if you're like, what are the details? What do I do here? Where do I go? And everything in between, go to acceptanceguides.com, where you see here right on the screen. And that will basically give you everything you need to kind of start your journey and learn all the details that you're probably looking for. All right. So that's the first thing. And here is our show segments for today. And here's our show segments that's going to be for mainly the rest of the show, as many times as we do this. So here's what we're going to be talking about today. We're going to be talking about what's happening in physical therapy. That's number one. What is happening in the world? Because when I was a physical therapist or when I was a pre-physical therapy student, I didn't even know what was happening in PT. I had no idea. I didn't know what was going on, what people were fighting about, what people were happy about, how much pay was, how much pay wasn't, how long school was, what CSM was, what all these meetings were. I had no idea what was going on. TikTok, if you're with me, let me know. YouTube, if you're with me, let me know if you feel the same way. Like, nobody told pre-PTs what the heck was going on in our future profession. So that's the first part we'll be talking about on today's show. Number two, we'll be talking about how to think like a physical therapist. So we'll be playing a little game. We'll be playing, I got the quiz ready for you. We'll be playing Kahoot, and I have five questions for you guys. I'll give you about a minute to answer them in the comments. Then I'll show you on the screen how to answer them or what your collective answers were. Then we're going to be going into some PT program and application updates, what you should know around the application cycle and all that stuff. Then we'll be talking about the main event, how one bad grade can ruin everything. And lastly, we'll have a cool, chill Q&A session for those of you who want to stick around and ask any questions you want. TikTok, I know that you usually have a lot of questions. So if you have questions, you can just wait to ask them. Just wait to ask them, TikTok, because it'll be hard for me to go back and forth and try to find them. So when we get to the Q&A section, TikTok, you can ask it when I say, or you can hop over to the YouTube and you can see the whole show in its entirety right there. And you can comment and see the screen and see the shares and all that stuff. So that's what we're getting into in our first segment. We're going to be talking about what is happening in physical therapy. So first part of today's show, what's happening in physical therapy is something called combined sections meeting. Something called combined sections meeting. When I was a pre-physical therapy student, I had no idea that this even existed or what this even was. And basically, what combined sections meeting is a meeting put on or an event put on by the APTA. For those of you who don't know what the APTA is, it's the American Physical Therapy Association. It's our quote unquote governing body as a profession. So every year, once a year, combined sections is put on, and it is literally the combined sections of all the different sections of physical therapy. So all your specialties, all your sections, all your private practice, all your blah, 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 blah. It's basically supposed to be the biggest conference for physical therapy professionals. And this year is going, as you guys can see on the screen, it's going to be in Boston, Massachusetts, in their convention center, February 15th to 17th. The one time I went to combined sections meeting was in New Orleans. I was there with a company called New Grad Physical Therapy. I was their publications director and social media director, where I was the publications director at the time. And we were there getting some content for them. So it was cool. It was fun. I met a lot of people. It was a good experience. If you guys are pre-PTs and want to go, I'm sure they will take your money and you can buy a ticket, but usually pre-PTs don't go there because they usually don't have a reason to. But if you have time, if you're in the Boston area, if you're close to the Boston area and you want to visit there and just start connecting with people and see what it's all about, I'm sure you can get a ticket. Let's see what the rates and registration information is. Let's see. Register now. Let's see what this is all about. Oh, I got to log in. I don't want to go through all that. I'll probably put it in later, but here we go. Cool. I don't have to log in. So early bird registration has already passed. Advanced registration. Let's see, student member. Daily registration is $190 and full registration for the 3 days is $400, I believe. So if you want to go, if you want to spend the money, go for it. And you can go to APTA.org, CSM, or just Google CSM APTA, and you'll see all those details there. But that's the first segment of today, just kind of giving you a sneak peek into what you're getting into in the profession and what's happening in PT. So there's a lot of stuff happening in PT, and CSM combined sections meeting is a great place to kind of learn about what's going on in the profession and also, you know, tuning into the show. Cool. All right. So that is the first segment of today. Real smooth, real simple. If there's anything else that you guys want to know in the future, like we had a comment yesterday talking about PTAs potentially having to get a bachelor's degree. That's in my notes. I still got to do some research on that. But if that's something you want to know about, or if you have different topics you want to know about that we can discuss on the segment, you can drop it in one of our DMs or email us at preptgrind@preptgrind.com. And I'll definitely put it in the show. Next part, next segment of the show, we are going to think like a physical therapist. Are you smarter than a physical therapist? So TikTok, I'm going to have to help you out a little bit with this, but we're going to be playing a game here on YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter for those of them that can see the screen. So if you can't see the screen, hop over to YouTube, Pre-PT Grind, just type that into YouTube, and you'll see my live streams on right now. Because we're basically going to be playing a pop quiz. All right, so I'm going to put this on the screen right here. And let's get into it. Let's get this rolling. Let's start this quiz. All right, so TikTok, let me help you out as much as possible. Let's make sure this is on here. This is straight. At the stage. There we go. Let's see if this is going. See if Instagram can see this. I think we're good. Nope, can't see that. Let's do this. Share this tab. There we go. I think y'all can see that now. All right. Well, first question. Are you smarter than a physical therapist? Let's see if Instagram can see this. They sure can. What is the name of this muscle? TikTok. Here's the muscle. What is the name of this muscle? YouTube, Twitter, Facebook. Put it in the comments. You have 40 seconds left. Let me take this banner away. TikTok, what you saying? Let's see. It's probably backwards. What is the name? See it. Your options are biceps femoris, semitosis, and membranosus, or bacillus. Okay, 10 seconds. You got membranosus as one guess, semimembranosus as one guess. See any more comments? It was tendinosis. Tendinosis is the answer. Good try. Good try. I always get those messed up. It's all good. It's all good. I get those messed up all the time. All right. Next question. Are you smarter than a physical therapist? This is a true or false question. All right, TikTok. I'm going to have to help you out. True or false? There are over 600 muscles in the body. know, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube might be on a little delay. So get your possible true or false. All right. So true or false, TikTok. There are over 600 muscles in the body. That true or false? Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter. Let me know. There are over 600 muscles in the body. Is that true? TikTok saying it's true. What does YouTube and Instagram say? Instagram is saying true. All right, we're going to go with true. All right, it is true. It is true. There are over 600 muscles in the body. I've seen things that say 640, 650, 629, blah, 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 so on and so forth. But yes, there are over 600 muscles in the body. So that one's true. All right, number three. What is the most common broken bone? As on here, TikTok. And TikTok, for those of you joining, we are doing a YouTube live show on YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Next, I'm going to hop over to YouTube and join us on the there where you can see. We are on the segment of Are You Smarter Than a Physical Therapist? Do you think like a physical therapist? And in this question, is now asked, what is the most common broken bone? We're saying clavicle. Clavicle. Let's see if Instagram has. All right. We're going to go with what TikTok is saying. Clavicle. And TikTok is correct. Most broken bone in the body is the clavicle. Y'all are smarter than I would have been as pre-PTs. I don't know how y'all are this smart. Because I would have never guessed that. I would have said like the femur or the arm or something like that. But you got it. It is the clavicle. It is the clavicle. All right. Going on. Moving on to question number four. Which is not a main type of muscle? All right. So TikTok, since you guys can't see the screen, or some of you from TikTok can head over to YouTube. Our YouTube channel is pre-PT Grind, just like it is on TikTok. And the question is, what is cardiac muscle, skeletal muscle, smooth muscle, or epithelial muscle? Which one is wrong? Which one is wrong? Cardiac, skeletal, smooth, or epithelial? Which one is wrong? Which one is wrong? Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, Twitter. Which one is wrong? Welcome to the five people on YouTube. That's what I'm talking about. And people on YouTube, like the live stream so more people can see it. That will be greatly appreciated. Definitely like the live stream. But which one is wrong? All right? Epithelial, correct. Epithelial muscle is not a real type of muscle. So that is correct, that it is false. All right, last question of the segment of how to be, or if you're smarter than a physical therapist. We got one more question. It is a true or false question. Physical therapists graduate with a clinical doctorate. Is that true or false? Oh, they're on Google. I would be on Google too. Physical therapists graduate with a clinical doctorate. Is that true or false? You guys have 45 seconds to answer this. Instagram, TikTok, Twitter. Let me know on the. True or false? TikTok is saying yes, true, true, true. All right. Let's answer this question. That is true. Physical therapists graduate with a clinical doctorate degree. That is true. That is true. So that was, are you smarter than a physical therapist? or Think Like a Physical Therapist. That was that segment. So if you like that segment, give me a like, especially on YouTube. Give me some likes on TikTok. Give me some likes on Instagram. And of course, if you have other segments or other things you want in the show, DM us, email us. You guys know how the internet works. And we'll be more than happy to throw some stuff in the show to make it more fun, make it more informative, and help you guys get into physical therapy school overall. Next segment of the show is PT program and application update. So for those of you applying to physical therapy school soon, later, sometime soon, this is for you guys. All right. So this segment of the show is physical therapy program updates and application updates. All right. So let's pull this up real quick. Let's see here. Let's see what the updates are. For those of you who are wondering where I'm going, I am going to the PTCast program directory, okay? I'm going to put this on the screen in just a second, but we're going to the PT program directory, all right? And let me share. There we go. And I'm in the community feed. So I believe in a second, YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, and everyone can see that. And for TikTok, that's basically where I am. If I show you the screen, it's going to be inverted. But basically, we are on the PTCast program directory. And we're just going to scroll through and see what some program updates are. So Faulkner University, I'm not sure where this is, but basically they're saying they are accepting applications. Cool. Nothing crazy there. Carlo University, applied to our program. Nothing crazy there. Hanover, if anyone's interested in Hanover University, they're having an information webinar on Tuesday, February 6th, 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Arizona School of Health Professions, that's AT Still, is hosting a virtual open house January 25th, 2 to 3 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. Let's do a few more. Toro is having a virtual information session yesterday. So if you're interested in Toro University and you missed it, email them, find them. They might be able to help you. And let's do a couple more here. American College, not saying anything too crazy here. I think Manchester DPT program is having some info sessions on February 7th. So if you're interested in Manchester University, not sure where that is, guessing in Manchester, somewhere, wherever that city is, they're having some information sessions. So those are some big ones. These program updates that I'm seeing here are basically like, hey, it's just marketing. Come learn about our program. So if any of these programs interest you, go learn about them. See what they have to offer you. And what I want you to keep in mind for this segment of the show is that you are the customer. And when you're looking at these schools, when you're going to the information sessions, when you're learning about these schools on the websites, when you're doing a campus visit, that they are marketing to you because you are the customer. And you need to go into these information sessions saying like, okay, what do I want from these schools? What do I want? Is there anything that really sticks out to me with this school? Or is it just like, it's just like any other product out there. So I want you to go into this or go into your info sessions and your conversations like, okay, I'm buying a product. Just like you're buying a house, a car, a shirt, some shoes. Do I really want this? Does it really speak to me? Is it really my vibe? Or can I pass on it and look for a better, quote unquote, better option? All right. So those were the PT program and app updates. Another application update is that the new application cycle opens around June 15th, 2024. And this current application cycle that we're in closes probably around June 7th-ish, if not sooner, 2023. So keep that in mind for those of you applying this year that your application cycle is coming up in less than 150 days. So it's coming up sooner than you think. All right, next segment of the show, we're getting into the main event. So the main event that we're talking about today, the main point of this show is that one bad grade can ruin everything. One bad grade can ruin everything, and I'm going to explain it here. Let me change my screen a little bit. Let's see. I like that one. All right. So why this is important for you to understand is because if you don't understand how the physical therapy schools view your grades and view your application, you'll forever be lost and forever be confused as to why you're getting accepted, why you're getting rejected, why you're waitlisted, why they don't care about this, why you thought you would get in, why that you thought this would stand out. You'd just be so confused. And I was so confused when I was rejected the first time for physical therapy school because nobody explained this to me, what I'm going to explain to you right now. So if you're watching on live, if you're watching on replay, give me some likes, give me some hearts, give me some whatever, wherever you're watching this, so other people can hear this message as well. So why one bad grade can ruin everything is because mainly of a class called anatomy. So for example, anatomy is like 90 to 99.99% of what you're going to learn and what you're going to need as a physical therapist. It's just how it is. So just think about this for a second. Take a second, pause, and be like, okay, if I had my own physical therapy school, and somebody got an F in anatomy, and anatomy was 99% the foundation of everything we were going to learn, how would I feel about accepting a student who got an F in anatomy? I don't know. How would you guys feel? Let me know in the comments live. Let me know in the comments on the replay. Let me know. If you had a physical therapy school and you knew anatomy was the foundation of everything you were going to teach this student, but they got an F in anatomy in undergrad, how would you feel about accepting them? But they got A's and B's and everything else. However, another student got like a B plus in anatomy, but then got B's and C's and everything else. So student A, let me say this again. Student A, student number one, got an F in anatomy, but straight A's and everything else. A student B got a B plus in anatomy, then like B pluses, maybe a C, maybe some A's here and everything else. What would make you feel more safe is my question. Because that's how the physical therapy schools are thinking. The physical therapy schools want to feel safe because they're scared that if they accept you and you have one bad grade, especially if it's in anatomy, that you are going to fail out of their physical therapy school. And if you fail out of their physical therapy school, you are costing them big money. Let's just say your tuition for a physical therapy school in total is $70,000. They are losing $70,000 if you cannot handle anatomy in physical therapy school and you fail out. They are terrified. Just like you would be terrified if you owned a physical therapy school and you had to lose out on $70,000 from somebody having to be dismissed from that seat. That's a lot of money. That's a lot of money. However, here's the good news about all this. The good news is that you can use this for you. You can use this as empowerment. This doesn't have to be scary. This doesn't have to make you want to switch professions, because any other profession that's a grad school profession that you have to get into and have to apply to, they're going to have the same thought process around this class or other classes. So it's not easier if you just run somewhere else. But this should be empowering because now you can say, oh, I get it. I get it. It's not that crazy. It's not that weird. It's not that hard to understand. I just have to give them what's most important to them. And if what's most important to them is anatomy, because the foundation of what we're going to learn is anatomy, then let me bust my butt and understand these foundations of the class that's important for the rest of my career, not just school. For my career. Now you know exactly why it's important. And once you know why it's important, all the actions follow. Now you're like, okay, I have a reason for studying my butt off for anatomy. It's not just, oh, I have to learn semimembranosus versus tendinosus for no reason. No, you have specific reasons behind learning certain things. So number one, get your patients better clinically. And number two, get into physical therapy school. And number three, become a physical therapist, which will then get you the life that you want. So this little stuff that you're all worried about and frustrated doesn't get you frustrated anymore. It gets you empowered to get what you actually want out of this career and out of school. So that's the take-home message of today, is that one bad grade can ruin everything, but it doesn't have to. One bad grade can ruin everything, but one good grade or one fixed grade can save everything. Because here's another important part that I wasn't going to talk about today, but I'll just throw it in there before we get to our Q&A session. What I want you to understand is that if you have a bad grade, or if you have a low GPA, or if you've been rejected before, it's not the end of the world. And it's not the end of the world because it's not necessarily the grade point average that matters. Let me explain. It's not really the grade point average, because the grade point average is a point in time that reflects your past history. It is the grade trend that matters more. It's the grade, quote unquote, trend average. And the trend is multiple points in time, like plots on a graph, which shows how you've done, I guess, what's the word I'm looking for? Not succinctly, but whatever. How you've done over time. So if you have a grade trend that's either maintained at a high level, going up over time, and not down over time, or not maintained at a low level over time, that'll be much more impressive than just one grade point average at one point in time. So how does this make sense for someone who has a low GPA or been rejected before? If you've been rejected before, you have a low GPA, your GPA right now reflects what happened in the past, but your future GPA can now reflect your grade trends over time. And that's how people with low GPAs can still get into physical therapy school. It is their grade trend, not their grade point. So with the topic and the main event of today's message is that one bad grade can ruin everything, but it doesn't have to. But your grade trend overall can save you. Does that make sense? Let me know if that makes sense. If that makes sense, put "makes sense" wherever you're watching from, live or on replay, so I know that that message hit home. But that's the main event of today. Hope that helps. Hope that makes sense. And now we can move on to the Q&A session. Before we move on to the Q&A session, if you are new to Pre-PT Grind and you need more help and you need more information as to how to start this process to get into physical therapy school, go to acceptanceguides.com. Go to acceptanceguides.com, and we'll actually just show this here. I'll show you what it looks like. I want you to go to this website, put in your information, and you'll get our free guides there, and that will give you all the information you need to start this process to get into physical therapy school. Let me make it a little bigger. So that's what it's going to look like. I want you guys to go here, acceptanceguides.com. It's three free guides for students who want to be a physical therapist, but don't have time to search everywhere for the best advice. TikTok, I know you can't see it, but go to acceptanceguides.com, get our free guides, and you'll be on your way and being one step closer to becoming a physical therapist. So, boom, easy, simple, get into our world so we can help you, and also look out for the next show and all this free stuff that we post online as well. All right, let's get into the Q&A session here. If there are any questions, you can post them wherever you're watching from: Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter. And I know TikTok has been asking a lot of questions. I'll get to you in a second, but let's get into our Q&A session. All right, I'm going to scroll up on TikTok. Actually, I'm going to go from the bottom up because I know some people might have left. Let's see. Is Instagram doing good? Are you guys doing all right? I know Instagram had a couple questions as well. And I don't think YouTube had any questions. All right. Let me knock out Instagram's questions, then I'll get to TikTok's questions because I know they had a lot. All right. First question from Instagram. I've noticed that in my kinesiology major, we are required to take calculus. What does calculus serve in physical therapy? It does not serve anything. It does not serve anything. Why you're required to take calculus for your kinesiology major, I am not. I don't know. I'm not too sure. Honestly, the only thing that I can really say to that is that they are. I don't know why calculus. I know one of my physical therapy schools required it, and I didn't even apply there because I had the same thought as well. So if it's required for your major, the only way I can see that they're trying to make it work is that they're just trying to test your line of thinking, or they think for some reason calculus is a prerequisite to some type of physics you have to take, maybe. But I honestly don't know why your specific school in that kinesiology major requires calculus. I have no idea. The other prereqs, what I can tell you, is that they are there to test your thinking and to test how you'll do in school. because your next step is physical therapy school. Your next step is physical therapy school, not to be a physical therapist. So that's what the prerequisites are for. Calculus, not too sure. So I would ask your school, Steezy Joe, or switch majors if you really need to. So that's the first question from Instagram. Second question from Instagram is, any advice on the new GRE? So advice on the new GRE, you don't have to change anything for your study strategies. You just need to understand that it's shorter. And since it is shorter, the questions will matter more. Like, just let's just say there's 1,000 questions, you get one wrong. That's less important as if there's 10 questions and you get one wrong, right? So there's less questions. So you have to take the questions more seriously. You have to study more seriously, but the strategy of your studying does not need to change. You don't have to do anything different. There's no new information. There's no anything you need to really change on that front, but you just need to understand that since the GRE questions are less, that every question matters more. So that's the biggest thing. Good question from Michael on Instagram. All right, TikTok, let's get to your questions. TikTok, thanks for the likes on TikTok. Appreciate you guys. TikTok, if you don't know about our other platforms, YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, go follow us there. Follow us, subscribe, and like on YouTube, Instagram. If you don't know about our other platforms, go follow us on our other platforms so you can get the best advice to get into physical therapy school that you can. So TikTok, does all of this apply to college grads or only current college students? It all applies to college grads, Niani. So I think your question is, if you graduated college already and you want to go to physical therapy school, does this apply to you? Yes, it absolutely applies to you. We've helped high school students, college students, career changers. Our oldest client is 52. We've helped students with full families, multiple children get into physical therapy school. So it doesn't matter if you're changing a career. It doesn't matter if you have children. It doesn't matter if you're super new. It doesn't matter if you think you're old. It doesn't matter. This applies to everyone. Had a very bad semester junior year, several non-passing grades, got into 3 DBT programs this year. Aaron, make sure you celebrate whatever you do, celebrate your wins, 100%. I've taken 3 anatomy classes so far. I didn't fail them. I got A's, but there was no upper physics. Okay, cool. No problem, Niani. You're welcome. You're welcome. Thanks for tuning in. I'm an exercise science major looking to be a PTA, then later a PT, but I'm scared of being in huge debt. That is a great, observation. That's great awareness, Andrew. So here's what I'd say to that. You don't have to go into huge debt. It is your choice. You are the customer here. If anybody's concerned about debt, money, PT school, PTA school, or anything like that, first of all, we have a whole another page and account, Cash in Class University on Instagram, that you can follow. And we talk about all money stuff. And once a month, we have a money masterclass talking about money. We also have a money playlist on TikTok and on YouTube, I believe, all talking about money. So we don't shy away from money. And we have an event once a year all about money called our New Money PT Live event. So go to Cash in Class University on Instagram if you want more money advice. But to your question, you're scared of the debt. What I'd say to you, Andrew, is that you are the customer and you don't have to get in a lot of debt if you don't want to. You can stay a PTA, or if you want to become a PT, just don't go to an expensive physical therapy school. All physical therapy schools are not $80,000, $90,000, $100,000, $200,000. They are all not that expensive. If you don't want to get in a lot of debt, don't go to a very expensive physical therapy school. That is it. The other way is you save up a bunch of money from your job as a PTA and go to a less expensive physical therapy school and pay for it all or pay half of it with your savings if you want to be a physical therapist. Other way is scholarships. Get scholarships, get grants to pay for physical therapy school that way. So if you really want to be a physical therapist, but you don't want to get in a lot of debt, I need you to understand that you don't have to. This is a product, just like a house, just like a car. If you don't want to get in a lot of debt for a house or a car, don't get in a lot of debt for a house or a car. It's just like physical therapy school. It's the same process, but great awareness. I love it. Would you say the same applies to occupational therapy? Yes, the same advice applies to occupational therapy. The difference is that their timeline of applying is different. And I think their software system is different. It might be called OTCAS, ours is PTCAS. How long is PT school? It is 2 to 3 years, depending on the school you go to. Go to engineering, chemistry, or pharmacy. Yeah. Cool. All right. Let's see if there's any other questions here. What would you rate? What would you rate in order of the most important for getting into physical therapy school? You get discouraged when talk about GPA because. Okay, gotcha, Christian. Let me make sure there's no other comments here. I think we're good. Cool. So Christian's question from TikTok is saying, what would you rate in order of most important when getting into physical therapy school? Because he's kind of down and out about possibly not reaching the 3.0 requirement. I understand that 100%. But I'm going to keep it real with you. Here's what I, in my years of doing this since 2014, longer than I've been a physical therapist, here's what I rate of most importance. Number one is, I won't even say GPA, I would say grade trend. You might have missed that part of the live stream, but why are clients with low GPAs getting to physical therapy school, even if they started with a low GPA, is because people misunderstand that it's not about the GPA, because a GPA is grade point average. It is a point in time. It is one point in time. A grade trend is multiple points over time. Okay, so a grade trend with multiple GPA points over time, if that makes sense, shows the school that you have improved your grades over time. Now, to your point with the 3.0, yes, it is very important that for most schools, you get over that 3.0. So you do have to work to that. But let's just say you start with a 2.7, but work up to a 3.17. That is going to be very impressive as opposed to going or staying at a 2.7, but getting 10,000 observation hours. That's not what they care about. They care about the grade trend. So I would say grade trend is first. If they require standardized tests is second, then essays, then interviews, then everything else in your application. So I would say grade trend, GREs or standardized tests if the school requires it, essays and interviews next. So Christian, hope that helps. If you guys have any other questions on Instagram or YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter, let me know in the comments. I'll be more than happy to answer. And we got some time left. So TikTok, if you have any more questions, you can definitely ask. I'll probably go another 5 to 7 minutes. Then we'll probably wrap it up around 45 minutes. But this was cool. This was smooth. This is the second time of me doing, I guess, a real pre-PT chat live. So I'm excited to see how this goes over the future. Let's see. From what I've heard, is it hard to get accepted into a PT program the first time? No, it's not hard to get accepted into physical therapy school the first time, especially if you have guidance, you have direction, you have a plan, you know what you're doing, your requirements are all there. Your requirements are, exceeding the expectations. You're all good. You're all good. Next question from TikTok. You're in your gap year. What should I study to prepare for PT school? You're in your gap year. Sophie, tell me a little bit more about that. Are you in your gap year and you're already accepted to physical therapy school? Are you in your gap year but applying the next year? Give me a little bit more context to that and I'll be sure to help you. Do they take experience into consideration? I've been a student, athletic trainer, PT tech, and rehab. And now rehab tech, is that good? So it's fine. It's fine, Miani. What you guys need to understand, wherever you're listening, whether it's live or on replay, it's not about the experience. You can be a janitor. You can be a kindergarten teacher. You can be an astronaut. What are you learning from that experience is more important. So you being a student, AT, a PT tech, a rehab tech, all that stuff, what does it matter? Like, they're going to be like, okay, Niani, okay, cool, so what? And you need to have an answer. And I've learned this. I've spent this much time there. I've worked under this person as this leadership. I had this leadership position. My biggest story was this. My biggest obstacle was that. And because of that, this is what I learned. And this is how it will help me be a physical therapist and great physical therapy student. Then they're going to be like, oh, in that case, yes, you being a rehab tech, a PT tech, and a student athletic trainer is very important, of course. But if you just go in there saying, I'm a tech, I'm an athletic trainer, I'm a whatever, I'm an astronaut, I'm a kindergarten teacher, they're going to be like, so? We don't care. What's that got to do with us? But that's what you have to keep in mind. If you keep that in mind, any of your experiences will be good. Cool. Are there accommodations in school available? Yes, especially if you have like a doctor's prescription or you have any government notes or anything like that, you can bring that to the school. And yes, there are accommodations in physical therapy school, especially if it's a state school. Observation hours are important as well, but is that looked at as much as the others? No, observation hours are, in my opinion, from what I've seen over the years, very low on the totem pole because observation hours are not for the school. It's not for me. The admissions committee, me, the school, the physical therapist you're observing, we don't need observation hours. You need them. And observation hours are there and they're a requirement because we need to make sure that you're getting into physical therapy school for the right reasons and you're going after physical therapy for the right reasons. Because why? They don't want to lose money. If you, Christian, if you get into physical therapy school and you're like, I don't like it, and your physical therapy school costs $70,000 in total, if you're like, I don't like it, they have lost out on $70,000. They don't want to take a chance of you saying, I don't like it, I'm dropping out, and they lose 70K. No, absolutely not. That's why observation hours are important. But that's why they're also not the most important, because observation hours have no bearing on how successful academically you'll do in school. You can have 15,000 observation hours and have straight Fs. That doesn't mean you'll pass PT school or the board exam. You're already accepted. What will you cover in the first semester that you can get a jump on? I don't know what your school is going to cover in the first semester. I don't know what school you're going to. Usually it's something of anatomy. So if you want to get a quote unquote jump on anything, you can study anatomy. But overall, honestly, just take the time off. Go work, go make some money, go celebrate, go sleep in, go travel, go do something you want to do, because over the next 2 to 3 years in PT school, you're going to learn all the anatomy, all the school, all the stuff 24/7. So go do something else. Make some money, go travel, go celebrate. You have school that'll teach you all the rest. Currently in my junior year in high school, what should I be doing to prepare for PT? If you're in high school, you need to make sure that you're researching all the careers out there that you ever potentially, possibly ever want to go into. And you need to learn all the good stuff and you need to learn all the bad stuff about all of it. If you learn all the good stuff, that's great, but everybody usually focuses on all the good stuff. If you learn all the bad stuff and all the struggles and all the obstacles you have to get through, and you learn that about all the other professions you're interested in, now you can confidently and accurately and logically say, despite or in spite of all these quote unquote bad things about PT versus all the bad things about whatever other profession, I am choosing PT because of this. Yes, they have all these bad things, but I can get through these obstacles. I can overcome that, even though it's not the best. And then I can enjoy all the good things as a physical therapist. But I logically already know what I'm going to struggle with or what I don't like the most or what I can get over. So I'd increase your information level about all the professions you're ever interested in. That's what I'd be doing now if you're in high school. All right, we got a YouTube question here. Then we'll end with some TikTok questions. You're a low GPA applicant. I'm applying for the year 2025. I'm spending this year building my GPA. Your question, should I wait until I have my desired GPA on my transcript to apply? To give you the best answer, I would need more context, but here's what I would say in general. You want to get as close as possible to what GPA you want before you apply. So, for example, let's just say it is summer, it is May 2025, right? And you are, t or actually, let's say it's April 2025, Nelson, all right? And you have a GPA, you worked your butt off to get your GPA up to a 3.3. However, you're taking two summer classes in like June and July. You're taking one class in May and one, or one class in June, one class in July, and you get A's in both of those classes. And then your GPA would then jump up to a 3.7. And basically, in this scenario, your question is, should you apply as soon as the deadline opens with the 3.3, or should you wait until the summer classes are over until you take those two classes in the summer and have a 3.7? This is just a scenario to help with your question. I would wait until those summer classes are over when you have a 3.7 and apply just a little later so they can see your best GPA possible and you don't have to resend in applications and resubmit transcripts and redo this and blah, 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 blah. Don't do it. just wait a little longer, even though you're going to see people on our comments, on our shows, on Student Doctor Network, in your class saying, oh, I applied. Did you apply? Tune them out. You're saying, yes. Okay. It seems to make sense so far if that's the situation or something close you're talking about. So that's what I would do. I would wait as long as possible with some context to the story and your deadlines and your timeline, right? We have to take that into consideration. But I would wait as long as possible until you have the best GPA as possible, if you don't have to wait too long. And depending what your GPA is, it is as well. So hope that helps. If you want more guidance with that, if you want more help from us, go to acceptanceguides.com, Nelson. If you don't have our free guides already, get our free guides. And our team will reach out to you, making sure you're all good as well. All right, Instagram's got some questions. What's up, Instagram? I'm going into Intro to Exercise Science in the fall. Is that the best major to pick to become a PT? Is it the best major? No. Is it a fine major? Yeah, sure. It's good. It gets the job done. But there is no best major. Bethany, there is no best major, and that's the best thing to know. That's the best thing to know, because you don't have to be a Intro to Exercise Science major. You don't have to be a Communications major. You don't have to be a Kinesis major. You're not stuck in any box. You can do anything you want as long as you get the requirements done. So yeah, that major is fine. It'll get the job done. All right, last questions on TikTok. Let's see. I didn't get in the first time I applied. Any advice? So the first thing I would say, Danny, is you need to do an objective introspection of what really happened. You didn't get in the first time you applied. Any advice? Well, my advice is what happened. Like, tell me what happened. You don't have to tell me on this live stream, because that's more of like for our other programs. But you need to ask yourself what specifically objectively happened. Don't cookie coat it. Don't give yourself any breaks. Don't do any of that. Objectively, what happened? Why did they reject you? You probably know. Next part is to then make a plan to fix it. If you don't know how to fix it or don't know how to make a plan and get in next cycle, then you should get some help. So the next part would be to get some help, whether it's your friends, your family, other PTs, preferably us. Get some help from someone at some level. Then, depending on what those people, us, tell you to do, execute on that plan so you are not rejected the next time. So I hope that helps. All right, last questions. Let's see. Did you have any grade worries or anything you would have? Did you have any grade worries? Okay, Christian, I think I understand what you're talking about. Did I worry about anything? Yes, I was rejected the first time I applied to physical therapy school. So yes, I had all the worries. I had all the emotions. I had all the anger. I had all the stress. I know everything you're thinking. I know all the stuff you're thinking. And I've been coaching you guys since 2014. So I know everything. So yes, I had all the worries. I had all the negative thoughts. I had all of it. So yes, Christian, I had all of it. Thanks for your advice. How often are you live? I'm probably going to do this show twice a week. Not sure of the days yet. If you have any suggestions on the days, let me know. But I'll probably do a pre-PT chat live show on YouTube, on all the platforms, twice a week. On TikTok live, I can go live on TikTok more easily anywhere. So I'm on TikTok live a little more frequently, maybe 2 to 4 times a week. What are the pros and cons of PT? The cons is just money is what everybody complains about. But regardless of your profession, everyone complains about money with everything. Then the school debt, but you don't have to go to a super expensive school. The pros are, at least for me, is that you get to be very active. You get the like dopamine satisfaction of you got someone better, meaning you made a difference in the world. So you leave your job saying like, I did something and I just didn't sit at a cubicle. Right? Making no difference in the world. Then the last thing is the career and job opportunity. So you can do almost anything within this field with just one degree. You don't have to go back to school and do this residency and do that and back up and take all these years and do this and do that. One degree, and you can do anything within your scope of practice. I'm a DOR at a SNF. Not sure what a DOR is. DOR. Director of rehab at a SNF. Cool. Director of rehab, I'm guessing. My major was in dance. People tried to clown me, but I memorized anatomy better because of it. clown them back. People clown me all the time on live streams, on social media. Who cares? Like, people clown everybody. So clown them back. Do what you need to do. Is it important to look up PTCast, look up on PTCast for accredited programs? Is it important to look for accredited programs? Yeah, it's important to look for accredited programs. But yeah, you can do that on PTCast or their website. But yes, accredited or them having a candidate or them being a candidate for accreditation is important. Either one of those two. 3.4 GPA apply. Yeah, 3.46 GPA is fine. Do you have to be active? You don't have to be active. You don't have to be active to be a physical therapist. You don't have to. It helps, but you don't have to. All right. That was cool. That was fun. So that was our Pre-PT Chat Live episode 2. The next one will probably, I don't know, look out for some emails. Look out for social media, maybe sometime next week, maybe sometime later this week. It was fun. Thanks for hopping on live. And we will see you on the next one.